Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tony Russo.
Tony La Russa, at 76 years old, is back as a manager in Major
League. Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Now,
if you want to get weird sometime together.
So Lack and Bertrand.
Back then, you knew not to touch it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
Name of Nono Bedu, hero, go to be a Brit.
And react.
You an Isaac Bruce guy?
I am and I am and I and I am and I.
With Solak and Bertrand.
Right. I am. By the way, we've got a gift card coming up to give away. Next segment.
Oh, to where?
Southside Tavern.
Mm, get something good there.
Like, but what? That's next segment.
Like a pub sandwich. Nothing better than like those tavern pub sandwiches.
Pub sandwich.
You get a sandwich.
A warm burger or like a French dip or a steak and cheese on a cold, snowy day like today.
All right.
Some soup. Maybe some soup.
You don't want that burger hot. You want it warm, Zoe style. Room temperature.
But obviously we're concerned when any of our players
react.
That's not going to get old, that clip.
Oh, God. I like playing the other one, the lady.
I don't know.
Tested.
Herfsischnurschen.
Positive.
Herfsischnurschen.
Game of the week. This is one of our picks, Steelers-Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Get a preview of the game right now from
Mike Tomlin.
There you go.
Yes.
You know what the Ravens games are about, man. They are a top-notch organization and football team. They got talent across the board. They're familiar with us. We're familiar with them. There's continuity within schematics and both staffs and core players and things, and I think that that's what adds to the intrigue. You should anticipate it being a physical and rough-and-tumble game because
that's what
history tells us that.
I'm not anticipating the schematics between the staffs and the direct correlation, how that affects the game. I'm more interested in who's going to get their you-know-what knocked in the dirt.
Six of the last
There'll
eight
be three
matchups.
Fights in this game.
Six of the last eight have been decided by a touchdown or less.
My favorite one ever was the Antonio Brown one when he was tackled at the one but still found a way to wiggle sideways and reach the ball over the goal line. I think it was like one of the last plays of the game. That was one of his last great moments as a Steeler.
Just the way he talks. How is it that the BMW 3 Series engineers came up with essentially the same car as the Audi A4 Series engineers?
There's continuity within schematics and both staffs.
Oh, okay.
It's like having a Tahoe, or you could have a Tahoe, or you could have the Denali, or an Escalade.
Right.
There's little tweaks.
Right. How is it that the Cadillac...
Schematically, it's the same.
The Cadillac team... And the GMC team and the Chevy team, they all seem to build very similar vehicles.
There's continuity within schematics on both staffs.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Well,
lift that roof the same way.
Yeah. That's how that ends up happening then. Okay.
Three.
Say, fue, no, el balón se cayó, se tropezó.
React.
Go, Revs.
Browns host the Raiders on Sunday. Baker Mayfield asked about the loss of Odell Beckham Jr.
There's this theory kicking around that, you know, Baker might be better off without Odell.
Uh-oh, this sounds like talk radio.
Yeah,
fodder.
That sounds like the same.
There's this theory kicking around.
Newspaper journalist guy who doesn't want to just ask the question. There's a theory out there.
All right, let's let him finish with his theory.
Why is that a flawed argument?
Well, one, I think it's just completely insensitive to a guy that just tore his ACL. So I'm not even going to comment on it. You never want to lose, guys, and that's where I'm going to leave that one.
But thanks for allowing me the opportunity.
Opportunity.
That's insensitive.
You didn't you didn't take it to the same level, but yeah, same type of thing.
Three.
Probably won't be able to call this rest of this week because I got a bleed blow. But
react.
Tony from Shirley. Tony from Shirley.
Why do I feel like that isn't the original bleed blower?
I thought
the original one, he had it on, right? He's like, sorry, I was blowing bleeves.
I can't hear you. I'm bleep blowing.
Like he was making fun of himself in that call.
Right. Yeah, that was like a week later.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Now, the Bucks play the Giants on Monday night.
Oh, I can't wait for this one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the Buccaneers. It's the Bucks' favorite team.
Okay, all right. I didn't think you were going to be up for a Giants game.
It's his favorite team. Is it not your favorite team right now?
Second favorite team.
Gronk talked about his back shoulder throws.
Oh, he did?
With Tom Brady. Uh-huh.
It's like a saying my mom used to say, it must be maple syrup because butter don't drizzle like that.
Do we have to listen to the rest of this?
Yes.
So that's kind of how it goes. I mean, when that has happened, that saying just came right about to my head, the back shoulder again. Just brings it back to the day. Of when we've been, started throwing it, a few years ago, not a few years ago, many few years ago.
I have a question
about the Gronk metaphor.
So glad he got away from football for a while so he could take that CBD stuff so he could cure his CTE.
Stop it.
It's like a saying my mom used to say, it must be maple syrup because butter don't drizzle like that.
Okay. We're all familiar with the phrase, must be jelly, because jam don't shake like that.
I understand what he's saying.
Which is a metaphor for a healthier, well-endowed person, right? The way things kind of move around. When would you ever use the phrase, it must be maple syrup, because butter doesn't drizzle like that, unless you're eating pancakes?
It should be the other way around.
Back shoulder throws.
So that's what Gronkowski's mom used to say to him when he would be the recipient of a really nice back shoulder throw.
Or something good that he did when he was a kid.
I don't believe it.
I believe it.
So you need to say that when Cam hits Isaiah Zuber on a nice back shoulder in the game.
Write it down, Jim. What is that again?
It must be maple syrup. Because butter doesn't drizzle like that.
I got it.
And you will be the second person in history to ever say it, because Gronk's mom never said it. He said it during that.
It must be.
And you will be number two.
Okay.
Three. React.
Chuck Banks.
Chuck hasn't felt that way in a while.
Yeah, no. He's had a bad year like the rest of us.
He might be trying. He might be home alone at night.
Do you think he goes home and watches his press conferences
he
on TV?
He goes home and he has to worry about all the quacks outside his house.
No, to watch this. He goes, what? When he's rewatching a sign language guy. Like,
You are just, you're on a tear to get yourself in some kind of trouble.
No, I get fixated on the sign language. I watch them more than I watch the people talking. They got to get the script.
You saw a couple weeks ago, the guy walked right into his house, right? Did you see that story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was dropping off a package.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cowboys play the Eagles Sunday Night Football. Talked about the phrasing of press conference questions a couple of times now during the show. Well, let's hear Mike McCarthy's press conference.
Given the trend of slow starts, is that something that you take a look at, seeing whether or not you tweak how you structure the practice week, or is that something that's off the table?
God.
Someone didn't like the question, huh?
I think it was that bad.
I just want that wasn't me. So. Jesus.
Good for McCarthy. Good for McCarthy, because somebody left an open mic on the Zoom, and somebody didn't like the question.
Reporter,
this is like Bob,
on reporter crime.
This is Bob Lobel when Mike Dowling would ask questions.
I'll tell you what, maybe next week.
Do you tweak how you structure the practice week, or is that something that's off the table?
God. We would sit there and do fifth quarter from the studio back in the heyday. It was Newmy, me, Felger, Diossi, and Lobel. And Mike Dowling would ask a question in the postgame, and Bob Lobel would have all scripted papers and literally throw them in the air. Dowling would ask a question.
What are you going to do today, Napoleon?
Whatever I feel like.
God.
You feed Tina.
What am I supposed to eat? Make yourself a dang quesadilla. I didn't think the question was that bad.
Oh, man.
I did not think it was that bad. Wasn't there a line about mac and cheese in there, too? Eat your mac and cheese. The Napoleon Dynamite.
I thought it was a steak. I thought it was making a steak.
Now, Uncle Rico comes and Grandma called. She wants you to leave because you're eating all her steak.
Where's Grandma?
She's all right. With her boyfriend. Grandma has a boyfriend? There's a lot you don't know.
Read. You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory.
React.
That's Read and React.
Thank you, Artie.
All right, Artie.
Thank you. As I mentioned before, a $100 gift card to give away. We'll do it next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Giveaway time. Love giving stuff away. Snoop-a-loop.
To the giveaway, as promised, caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 gift card.
Hello.
Hello. To the Southside Tavern, Washington Street in Braintree. Join them for Sunday's football game with their outdoor heated tent and wall-to-wall TVs open daily until 1 a.m.
How nice. Got me thinking about lunch and stuff, too. Like, hey, gift card, get that nice hot sandwich. And I got to talk about something here real quick here, guys.
Okay, sure.
Because I get excited about this type of stuff. When you like something and it goes away, or people, you know, do away with the product or maybe the food, and you're like, why would you ever get rid of that? Guess what's coming back? First time since 2012.
Artie, you want to take a guess? He already told me what it is. He couldn't contain his excitement.
McRib?
The McRib is back.
I got a total guess. I didn't know.
I love the McRib.
I will eat a McRib.
I used to eat two at a time back in the day because they were that good. And you know why? Because you get the thick onions on it. McDonald's usually get those little squared
chopped
you know,
onions.
Chopped up ones. They come in, they're all pre-cut in the bag, right?
Yeah.
They actually put the real thick big onion on
like
it.
Like the quarter pounder onions?
Yes, not round, Jim, but they're like, here's a picture of it right
there's
here.
There's slivers.
Yeah, and pickles. So it's onions and pickles in a delicious, delicious sauce. Now, I know the food snobs will be all over this one. Oh, it's disgusting. Yeah, it's great. I would love to go to some specific barbecue joint and have, you know, pulled pork put on it with spicy slaw and pickles. That'd be great and all. May not have the time to do it because the golden arches are right there. And then you just McRib in a car, quickie.
Look, we're not fooling ourselves that this is high cuisine. It is a specific thing. It's like when I get the craving for Little Caesar's pizza.
Yes.
I know what it is.
It's already pre-made sitting there waiting for you to pick up.
Why don't you go to Santarpio's? Why don't you go to...
Why don't you sit 2 hours of traffic and go to get Santarpio's rice
bowl? Because I want a taste of...
I want something. I want it now.
What I remembered from being a kid, and that's Little Caesars, and that's what the McRib is.
This takes me back to, like, high school. Yeah. This is awesome. The McRib is coming back.
When?
And I'll be there.
When?
I'm going to look at the article right here. I retweeted it. course, Jim Murray's all over. Jim, all putting it down. Food snob. Hipster. Murray.
We can move on, Peter, while he's looking up.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's his show, too.
Yeah, name's on there. Sorry.
It's first. Your name is first.
It's bigger and it's first.
You know
first.
What? Well, I'm doing.
I'll take the red. You take the blue.
Okay. Take the reins. Are we talking McRib? What else are we doing?
What is there a sandwich or a food that ever went away? Like, I know you know, I can't think of anything else like this. But I do like, what was the sandwich they split, Hardy?
Well, that was the McDLT. Get the hot side hot and the
real,
cool side
like
cool.
Real lettuce and real tomato.
Right.
You know, sliced. Like, I'm talking sliced. Like, a big piece of it.
Yeah.
You know, most of the sandwiches are quickly
but
made now.
That doesn't shredded. Come back for a limited time. And it's been... Look, I was wondering, you know, a year or so ago, if the McRib was ever going to come back. When is it going to come back, Zoe?
December 2nd.
Okay. Just in time for someone's birthday.
You're not kidding. Guess who wants that for his birthday? This guy. Right here. Give me three of them. I get down three of those suckers easily. I'd do one in three bites. Because the bread's soft. And the bread sort of squishes with the sauce, and it gets softer. It's so good.
That's a good show.
It's pissing Murray off. It's the only reason I'm doing it. Yeah.
I will join you. I will also eat a McRib.
Maybe we'll bring him in that day. Yeah. Just for my birthday. We'll all eat McRibs.
I think we should have him brought in.
You're going to eat one, weirdo? Lunchtime. Weirdo, you're going to eat one?
When's his birthday again?
December 13th. Taylor Swift's birthday. Same one.
All right.
Okay.
My kid's got a big one coming up. 21, Pearl Harbor Day. December 7th.
It's Katie. It's a Sunday, 13th. It's an off Sunday because the Patriots play Thursday the 10th.
Oh, what a shame.
You have the weekend off.
Happy birthday to me.
It's Katie's birthday today, my daughter.
Oh, no way. Happy birthday, Katie.
14 today.
Oh, my God.
Now, you just had Calvin's recently.
Possible?
Calvin's was recently, too. In August, and he wanted to go to Bertucci's.
Holy That's God. Right.
I remember that. And he was so excited. He showed up here. He's afraid of me, but
a little bit.
Katie's not 14.
Katie is 14 years old.
Two
and
years, dude. No, can't happen. That can't be true.
Sam got a permit the other day.
Oh my God!
I can't tell you. I got two. I'm gonna have two in a row.
Unbelievable.
Yikes! Told Birdie he ain't driving. Mm-mm.
What do you get him? Let him get.
Ubers? He's looking at Lambo. He's looking at $200,000 Lambos online. Say, Dad, you know how much Lamborghinis are? I'm like, yeah, why? At 200, he's a specific one. 200,000 for it. That's a lot, right? I'm like, yeah.
How'd you make out with the astronaut helmet, Hardy?
Oh.
Ended up on family stuff?
Ended up getting the football helmet from the party store, you know, just like the costume one.
Oh, yeah.
Because got the face mask off.
Would you saw it off?
No, I just popped it off with pliers because you didn't get those little rivets in there, but I popped it all off. They wouldn't unscrew. So that, and then Beetle was kind enough to bring in some face shields, so we're going to fix that, and then we'll add some, you know, electronic-looking thing. We'll do it up. We got rest of tonight
you know
and
what you need?
Most of tomorrow.
Did you go to the store yesterday, Zoe, looking for one like you said you were going to
do? I did not. I totally forgot.
Jim called me as he was getting ready to pass it and asked me if I still
wanted him to
stop. I apologize.
Do you still want me to hit it on my own?
No, thank you.
Okay.
No, we're good. We're good. This is going to work out well.
What you need to do is get those. You got to put the flags on the side of the helmet for him. Like that. Like that will say astronaut right away.
We're all over it. Okay.
Good. Just get the red, white, and blue paint. You can do it yourself right there.
Yeah, we got it.
Square it off with tape.
We got it.
Yep.
All set.
All right, Zoe, good segment. Way to
Excellent.
Go, bud.
Yeah.
Way to
What were you going to do there? Like, what did you have all planned?
I guess you'll never know.
Yeah. We'll have to roll it over to this one, huh?
Phil Perry will join us after these headlines. They only take, I don't know, a minute, 90 seconds, something like that. We're right back.
All right.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And the wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things to
It's the noontime hour on a Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Up. Phil Perry from NBC Sports Boston is with us, and Phil Perry is driven by Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock Assurance is a proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Join Plymouth Rock as they cheer on the Pats all season long.
Tom?
Learn more at PlymouthRock.com/Patriots. Go Pats. Phil, how we doing?
Hey.
What's up, boys? What's going on?
McRib's back, Phil. Hear that?
Excuse me, who's back?
The McRib. We were talking about
McRib.
Last segment.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. I missed that.
You don't
I'm
even
sorry.
Know what that is, do you?
I've never had a McRib. I will be honest with you there.
All right. Well, let's talk football because
that's
people
all you love
know.
Them. Yeah. People love them.
Hey, you did a nice job this week with Ted Johnson. Really good job walking people through some of the problems that they had in the last game on TV.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Appreciate you watching that.
I enjoyed that.
That's a fun show.
It is.
That you guys a lot should
do
work.
You guys should do. I know it's a lot of work, but there's something there with that. You should do more of that.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's
I
a
think
good time.
They should
Ted
bring back the football.
Obviously knows his stuff. He's great.
Bring back the fix, Phil. That's
well,
what
they're doing.
Football
fix they're
is
doing,
also a lot of fun.
Because, I mean, the Patriots need fixing.
You guys did a seance this week or something, didn't you?
Football fix was a lot of work for other people, I think, Beetle. Not so much for you and me. We just kind of show up and have a great time. That's what made that show awesome.
Big like fan. Yeah. Great product. Highly rated.
But Monday Night Patriots actually got a lot. I've gotten a bunch of compliments, sort of unsolicited, on that show lately. So I don't know if because they're losing, people are watching more because they want to see what's going wrong. Maybe it's not as interesting when things are going well. I don't know.
See, we talked about that today too, and I'm like, you know, this last year. I go back to this time last year when they were 8-0. The quarterback said he was miserable, and they ended up being 12-4. We kept hearing that they're a boring 12-4 team. Like, this year seems like there's more interest than there...
Hello.
Seems like there's more interest this year than there was last year, which is odd. And I think it's the turmoil. Turmoil generates interest.
Yeah.
I think it's a turmoil, and I think it's just this is a...
There's no answer to fix it.
Unlike any other that the Patriots have been in under Bill Belichick right now.
Yeah.
Where the calendar is about to flip to November, and you've got twice as many losses as you do wins, and... You're behind the Bills in the division. You don't have a long-term answer quarterback. You have no idea what the roster is going to look like next year. It's still one of the oldest rosters in football, guys, even though Tom Brady's no longer on the team. And so I think people want to see how does this thing get handled. Obviously, it hasn't gone great so far, but there are a lot of moves left to be made, and that's sort of what we hit on with Bill Belichick this morning in his press conference. I don't think he gave us any definitive answers. Those are obviously hard to come by with Bill Belichick. But I don't know if you guys listened to that press conference, but
we
it was
did.
Sort of interesting just to try to get a feel for what he's thinking about going into this weekend and then the deadline soon thereafter.
All right, well, let's hit on that very topic. Bert Breer was this morning with TNR right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Have a listen to what Bert Breer said.
I basically, over the last few days, made calls around and, you know, you hear who's talking about who and everything else. And, you know, one of the things I heard from a couple different teams was that the Patriots had basically made it known that they're willing to listen on almost anybody. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to make trades. I saw somebody throwing the term fire sale around. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying for the first time in a long time, I think they're very open to the idea of selling off parts.
Bert Breer is saying that they're making it known to other teams throughout the league that they are listening on anybody. What's your reaction in hearing that? Mine is, okay, they don't have a lot of faith in this team, and they're already making that known ahead of this game on Sunday. Maybe this game has become sort of irrelevant in that conversation from an internal team perspective.
I don't know if it's become irrelevant, but I think it's less relevant than maybe I thought a few days ago based on some of the things I've heard too. I mean, I think you got to give them credit, whether it's Bill Belichick, Nick Caserio, for being realists. I mean, you don't get to accomplish everything that they've accomplished by looking at things in such a way that everything looks rosier than it really is. They understand what the team looks like right now. They understand where they're not very good. They understand where they need to get better moving forward to be a competitive team. The question is, how many things do you need? And is it possible to accomplish all of those things at one trade deadline? And I think for all of us, the answer to that would be no.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm reading Mike Lombardi, former Patriots executive in The Athletic a couple days ago, And he's calling it, he buries it. It's really definition of burying the lead, because he goes through all these reasons as to why the Patriots aren't succeeding and no offseason program. And that's sort of their advantage, right, is the Bill Belichick factor. And if you get less Bill Belichick, you get less practice time, the team's going to suffer. And then at the very end, he says, so this is looking like a two-year rebuild. I think we could all look at that realistically and say, yeah, sounds about right.
What's
somebody who's been inside the organization, somebody whose son is on the coaching staff right now, for him to say that, I think that is a little bit of a dose of reality. And I think they aren't so blind to the fact, Bill Belichick and Nick Sirianni, that is probably the reality that they're looking at.
We're not talking like 3-16 rebuild, right? It's more like an 8-8, 9-7. You're in a general vicinity, somewhat competitive rebuild, right?
I mean, quarterback play matters, though.
It's a quarterback league, and the teams that have him are doing well.
If the quarterback continues to play the way he has the last 2 weeks, I mean, can they win a game with the quarterback playing the way he has the last 2 weeks? Let me ask you that.
Okay. He said yesterday he is at a crossroads, and that's the part that perked me up, because I think literally his career, it's up in the air this Sunday. It's a big one for him this Sunday, because with bodies down, and I asked the other guys this in the room, with bodies being down, do you dress all three quarterbacks out? You see what I'm saying? Say this game has the feel of a Chiefs game. You're in it at halftime, but he's thrown two picks and he's 2 of 8 in the first half for 40 yards. You make a move, because your season's on the line. You can win that game, and then you can win the following week and you're 4-4. My question is, do you dress Hoyer out? Because some people feel, and you hear guys like Bedard talk and guys in the afternoon, Felger, Matt, they think Hoyer could be the best thrower on the team. Like, look how he played in Kansas City with no prep. At least he was completing some third downs in that game. What's your take on the quarterback situation right now? And if Cam's not playing well at halftime and they're in it, what do you do?
Well, you say your season's on the line, right, with this game?
Yeah.
If you,
it's all hands on deck to me.
If you pull Cam Newton in this game, is that not a statement that he's probably not your guy moving forward the rest of the way?
Yes.
If you pull him again, right, for the second straight week, you're kind of pulling the ripcord on him. And then if you do that, are you not then pulling the ripcord on your season? Do you really feel good about, like, Cam Newton is what he has been the last couple of weeks, but he also has this ceiling that guy behind him also has.
Last week,
so
was
if you're
really
saying on
bad,
the one
Phil.
Hand, this game is our season, we got to win it. We might not be able to win it with Cam.
Yeah.
Well, what does the entire season look like if you're going at it without Cam? I mean,
I agree. But
kind of,
he's so progressively
kind of dying with Cam right now.
He's so progressively heading downhill. Like, you go back and I think you look at some of that, the throws in the Raider, the throw to Abrams in the Raider game, the pick, and the other ones that didn't get picked. I almost think he almost played as bad in that Raider game during a win. Now, do they think they can win when he plays like that? That's the problem. There aren't many Raiders teams left where, okay, we can play a terrible game on offense and still win.
Raiders are one of the worst defensive teams in football, but the good news for the Patriots offense is that really nobody is playing defense this year. I mean, across the league, defense is down. Everybody's scoring. Everybody's hitting overs, it feels like, week after week after week. So I would stick with Cam. I think this game's going to be ugly regardless. Like, you're going to put Brian Hoyer in, and all of a sudden he's going to be completing passes in 45-degree winds in Western New York. I think this could be – do you remember the last game of the 2008 season, guys?
Yes, Matt Castle's
last game.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
With
the goalposts moving and shifting.
Holding down the goalposts with ropes. Like, that could be what the weather is. They threw the ball 8 times that game, 8 or 9 times. And that was with a guy that, you know, was not – Cam Newton in terms of the physical skill set, like Matt Castle had to throw to be good,
which tells us that the design runs and some of the option stuff that has been, you know, gradually disappearing has to come back into the fold this week.
Totally. I would agree with that 100%. I think part of the reason it goes away is because you've been down on the scoreboard, and like it or not, that's just how teams approach this across
the
league.
But
you get down,
that to me is
running.
A mistake, because even if you're down, this team's best chances are when they're able to run. And so I think that
probably
has been
one of the few teams that could say that.
Yeah, and I think that's been one of the, I would say it's similar to the Ravens. Like, it's a mistake. It's a mistake what they've done here. Coaching-wise, this has not been the best move for them to get away from it when they get down.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree, because, again, you're one of the best run teams in the league. I think going into last week, at least, they were third most efficient in the league when it comes to expected points added every time they ran the football. great, elite running offense, they were still 28th overall in offense. So running the football is all well and good. Is it going to win you a bunch of games? No. Is it for this Patriots team still their best option? Yes, especially now when you look at the personnel and the people that Cam Newton is going to have to try to throw to. I mean, it's the worst tight end group in the league. I'm not sure there's a worse group of receivers in the league without having gone over it. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find one. I think this is probably the worst group of receivers the Patriots have had. It's definitely the least accomplished group of receivers the Patriots have had under Bill Belichick. You can go back to 06. You can go back to 13. That was sort of a down year, right? The Kembrell Tompkins, Aaron Dobson. Yeah. At least you had Julian Edelman right. Go off for 100 catches and 1,000 yards.
You still had Tom Brady, too. To me, you say it's a down group. This is the most hopeless group to me, and I think it's affecting the mentality of the team because I think they're dead in water on offense.
More with Phil Perry is coming up with your call, 617-779-0985. We will talk about the latest news on Julian Edelman and his injury that broke yesterday. We'll get Phil's thoughts on that and what it's going to mean for the offense if they're without Edelman or without N'Keal Harry as well. We got a lot to get to in the hour, and you could be a part of it. Join us next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench.
And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.